Want to have safe, kinky sex? Make sure you make your way over to AdamEve.com. Adam and Eve has over 12 million satisfied customers worldwide. Everything from the newest vibrators to classic movies. When you're on AdamEve.com, make sure to enter in the promo code HUSH50. That's H-U-S-H 50 to get 50% off almost any one item and free shipping. Do I need to say that again? Free shipping. Make sure you have your kinky, safe sex needs satisfied by visiting AdamEve.com.
Sex, dating, relationships, and all things kept on the hush. Welcome to Hush, the podcast that brings you the shit you love to hear. Let's slide into the episode. Dropping that sexiness for your ears as we enter another volume of Hush. Good morning or evening or even good night, whatever time it is for anybody that's tuning in. I appreciate you with the most sincere and utmost gratitude. Welcome to another season of Hush. My name is Kim. And if you're new to this, I'm bringing you a Hush Hush episode. So in essence, I divide my podcast into seasons. And in each season, I have different segments. So basically, an array of episodes. I have the kinky confessionals that I bring to you, which are experiences from myself and others submitted anonymously. So it's basically like a read-aloud erotica. A lot of people I find with this podcasting journey want a kinky experience shared. They don't mind divulging the details, but they are a little timid of putting their voice out there and putting a name to the story. So we have our kinky confessionals, which I read aloud. And then I have my interviews, because as I mentioned on the website and occasionally in some episodes, I do have a bachelor's degree in journalism. So I decided to put that to use and explore the people who are deep into the sex industry, whether it be a porn star, whether it be a sex worker, a sex coach, a relationship coach, an author of an erotica, comedians, musicians, honestly, whoever is willing to talk on Hush is whoever I'm willing to feature on my episodes. Anybody who's willing to talk taboo, in essence. I love that. I love people that are open-minded. And even if it may be something that I don't necessarily agree with, I think that it makes for awesome discussion. It always does. So I have my interviews that I bring forward with anybody willing to talk taboo. And I also have my Hush Hush segments. This episode in particular is a Hush Hush segment. So this is just my own opinions. Your typical podcast ranting, I guess, if you want to label it as something. But it's just more or less what I'm processing as I go through in the different phases of my life. And just different ideas that come to mind and something that I want to openly speak about. I find as not just a podcast host, but somebody who has a bachelor's degree in journalism, so I had to learn the art of interviewing to extents. I find that if I am comfortable sharing in my experiences, it makes for a relaxed atmosphere for my guest to also share and feel no sense of judgment when they come onto my platform. So now that I've broken down how my seasons work, and I may or may not add more segments, I'm still contemplating. We're still very new to the season. This is, in fact, the beginning of the season. So I'm still open-minded to how I want it to go. I always say this, and it sounds cliche, but I am a go-with-the-flow type of person. I do like to have things planned, and I'm very articulate, but I also realize there are some things out of my control, and some things where I just want to kind of see where it leads to. So, diving into the Hush Hush episode now, I've been thinking a lot about, why am I still single? Now, there's a meme that I shared where it was talking about girls that aren't single that long and asking them if they build their boyfriends in their basement. I laugh because I've never been the type to move on super quick. Now, the problem with that, as you're going to find in one of the interviews down the line in the season, is that I end up in these situationships instead of actual relationships. I want to say it's because I'm still very timid about who I want to give my heart to. See, in the last season, I did explain that it was so much easier for me to give my body rather than my heart. And as I took a break from last season into this season, I really had time to reflect on a lot of things. I did go into what I called my Zen phase. So, in this Zen phase, it was more of me realizing that sex, even conversations, chilling with people, that's all energy that I exert. And if I'm not getting the energy reciprocated, I don't need to be in that situation. I don't need to be in situations where I'm hurting people intentionally, because then it brings me back to when I was going through my divorce, and I don't really talk about that, you know, other than the fact that I am divorced. But that was tough. That was a very tough time in my life, and I felt like I hit rock bottom with a lot of things. My notion of love and monogamy was shattered. It's not a pity party. It's not me always crying or feeling like that has to be a crutch to my future. But it is me acknowledging that I did go through some pretty fucked up things mentally and emotionally. Biggest thing was being cheated on multiple times. And that just takes a blow to your self-esteem. I think that now on my social media, I feel a lot more confident in myself, so you'll see a lot more selfies that I post. I have put myself as the face and ass, if we want to be literal, to my podcast. This is my idea. This is my vision. It always was from the jump. And as I've navigated through my journey of adding people, removing people with the podcast, and now solely going forth alone, I have this confidence in myself, but it didn't build overnight. See, the thing is, I don't like to give people credit that hurt me, knowing the fact that I shed tears. I have a lot of pride in myself, and that goes back to why I think I'm still single. I have a lot of pride, I have a lot of energy. And I feel like if you're not willing to heal, or you're trying to bring in baggage per se, or toxic energy, or you're just not willing to let go and learn from your past and apply it to move forward, then you shouldn't be mingling with people that are ready. Now, it took me a while to get ready, and I think I'm at that phase now where I'm no longer in this hoe phase or anything like that. Where it was just fun. I didn't want a relationship. I don't think a lot of people really comprehend that. I've been told to my face that that's a cop-out for how I was living. And it really isn't. It was honestly at that time, a relationship was not a priority to me. I feel like a lot of us cling on to the fact that we need to have somebody to fulfill us and make us whole, to fill the void. And I just don't agree with that. I agree in companionship, most definitely. I think it would be beautiful to have a long-term life companion. Somebody that I can open up to honestly, with no sense of judgment. Somebody who gives me the encouragement to keep going. Somebody who doesn't think that my ideas are crazy. But I realize that life isn't completely like that. And going back to what I was saying about why I think I'm still single, the phase that I was in. So I feel like the Zen phase kind of propelled me into a state of reflection. I reflected on a lot of things I was doing to intentionally hurt people and realizing that I can't find my happiness if it's built upon somebody else's demise. And I had to really break it down to the basics and really think about how I felt when I was that person that was at my rock bottom, and just knowing the humiliation, the shame, all the questions, honestly. I think when you learn to silence your mind from all the questions and you don't ask as much anymore, because in reality, you're probably never going to have the answers about why that person hurt you to the extent that they did. That person is most likely going to move on and find somebody else to be with while you're trying to question and cry and pick up the pieces to the puzzle. There were so many nights that I cried myself to sleep, so many times that I just wanted to shower so I could cry in peace, so that nobody would see the tears. A lot of people think, oh, you're over it, or just get over it. You need to keep moving. And I know that I'm saying that, but I also understand that it takes time. So you have to be willing to heal. So I have all that. I have all that in my mind. I think, though, that still doesn't make the picture complete in making me a compatible partner. I think I question a lot of things because of these trust issues that I've had being cheated on with a partner who had multiple women, and me being blind to the fact. There was also a lot of narcissistic abuse in my relationship, and I know I have to take accountability for what I may have done wrong in the relationship, but I also know that it was never to the point of gaslighting. It was never to the point of making my partner feel less than they really were. It was never a type of superior feeling where I was demeaning or belittling my partner. And I say this because my marriage wasn't the only relationship that I dealt with that. As soon as I saw one of the signs from somebody that I was dating last year, I was out. I didn't want to be belittled again. He criticized me. It was a little thing. It was my writing and my lifestyle. The fact that I have kids and I wanted to go out once in a while with friends when that wasn't his thing. And so he passed judgment upon that. I think, though, that a lot of people have situations that we don't understand in their lives, and that's not for us to pass our judgment. It honestly isn't. But I think back, and I know that a lot of it has to do with trust issues. A lot of it has to do with the fact that I just don't want to tolerate any type of bullshit, in my opinion. Any type of signs or patterns that I've already gone through with somebody who was a narcissist. And being with that person from when I was 19, on and off, having kids with them, being divorced from them, it really does take a toll. I don't talk about all the pain that I went through. I think that we all process in our own ways. This podcast has been therapeutic for me to get out a lot of what I feel, a lot of what I think. I know that I harbor in a lot of stuff in terms of being hesitant. As soon as I see something that I don't like, I think it's great that I'm not willing to settle for it, but I understand that it could be a simple thing, and maybe, just maybe, I should give that person a little bit of leeway. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that sometimes I cut people off too soon. That could be a reason why I'm single. But honestly, I just refuse to be hurt again to the extent that I was. So a lot of it is fear. Honestly, it's fear. You know, another part of it is when I admit to somebody that I have feelings for them and it's disregarded, it just becomes a major turnoff from there. I don't like that. I wore my heart on my sleeve and I told you how I feel, and that didn't mean shit to you. So I've had that situation happen before in my life, and that to me is already a point for me to try to break up any link that I'm trying to build with you. I think another thing, the biggest thing I feel, besides the trust issues from my past, the trauma, me trying to heal, is a partner that has a lack of vision, a lack of confidence, a lack of passion. Those are big things I cannot compromise in the partner that I'm looking for. See, they may think that my podcast is crazy or just a little hobby on the side. A lot of people may think that. And yeah, that's essentially how it started. But I noticed as I went on with this journey, I really fell in love with it. It really does bring a lot of purpose to my life. The conversations that I have enlightened me. And it's not about being a sexual deviant when I come on and I pose in my lingerie. A lot of it has to do with rediscovering myself. I was always that person with a dirty, raunchy sense of humor. A person that was shamed for their sexuality when they came out and admitted that they weren't a virgin. And there was just a lot of stigma. Stereotypes. That's the biggest reason why I created this podcast, is so that we can face and discuss, why do we have these stigmas? Why do we have these stereotypes? So I need somebody in line with my vision, whether it's pushing my podcast, whether it's pushing my LLC visions, which is going to take a long time still. But still, I need a partner that's encouraging, supportive, doesn't think that my ideas are crazy. And in return, I really want them to have some goals for themselves. I want them to have some passion. Because I feel firmly that if there is no passion, there is no purpose. What are you doing then? You are just wasting your time. I think of a line by Nipsey Hussle where he says, find your purpose or you're wasting air. Your purpose is tied to your passion. It's the feeling that keeps you alive. And if you don't have that within you and you let the world drain you of it, it's a major turnoff to me. It is. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but you gotta have some vision for yourself. You gotta have goals. Where do you see yourself going? Are we just gonna fuck around and lay up all day? And from time to time, yeah, that's good. It's a nice feeling. But after that, I want to get down to business. Where are we going with our lives? What are we planning for? Whether those plans are individual or whether those plans are something that we're trying to align with our relationship, I'm all for us trying to build. And that's where this passion and this drive and this ambition and confidence ties in. You need to be confident in who you are to get to your goals. See, the world is going to break you down. And I need somebody that has the fight. Now, I'm not the biggest into astrological signs, but my sun sign is an Aries. So you know I'm about that fire, that passion, that independence. I really do exert that energy. So I need somebody to match that energy with me. And I think that's a big turnoff when I don't find that. And I haven't found that, which is probably why I'm still single. I think another factor that plays into me being single is lack of consistency. So if your actions don't match your words, that's already a major turnoff to me. If you're telling me that you want to build with me, but have all these other options open, that's a turnoff. I'm very selfish when it comes to attention. So yes, I've had open experiences. I'm more of the type to be explorative with these experiences, particularly sexual, when I'm single. It's not my relationship that I have to have a discussion about. I don't have to face my own trust issues that I admitted in this episode that I have. So when I'm single, I said it last season, single Kim is different from relationship Kim. I'm in a phase right now in my life where I want to build with somebody. I don't know who that person is yet. I just know that I'm kind of done fucking around, honestly. I just want to fuck with one person, try out monogamy another time. Even though a lot of my guests and some of my friends are in poly relationships, I'm still wanting to lean toward monogamy and have one person as a companion. I think for me, it's jealousy and trust, for sure, that keeps me on this path. Definitely keeps me on this path where I feel like it would be easier to work that out with one person. Maybe down the line, I could bring in another party. But I don't even have the first party to begin with, so I don't even have the first boyfriend, so how am I going to get the second one? So anyway, a big part of consistency to me is just, honestly, your actions have to match your words. A lot of these people try to sweet talk, you know, they try to sweet talk you, and in the beginning, there's that honeymoon phase. There's the infatuation that you have with this person because they painted an image of who they are. And that might not be them entirely. So I need that consistency. If we're doing dates, let's keep doing that. Let's keep getting to know each other. I'm not saying that in a way for me to mooch off of you, because I know some girls try to finesse off of that. Not even some girls, some men as well, you know? Some people like to finesse. I am not that type of person. I'm not even that smooth or persuasive to do that. But if we're on a path where we said we want to focus on each other, let's just focus on each other. If we're on a path where we made it apparent that we are just going to be fucking, then let's keep to that. Don't go back and forth with shit, honestly. Mixed signals. Whew. Man, that's a big one. Mixed signals. So I get this from a lot of men that I'm either fucking with or dating, trying to get to know. I get a lot of mixed signals. So I did have a friends with benefits situation where he had ended up calling me wifey and girlfriend. And I was so confused about it. Now, I know that it could be terms of endearment, just playing around, but if we're just fucking, I'm not trying to get attached to anything else. If there's anything that even gives me the remote sense of a date night vibe, then I'm going to question things. I'm going to question if you're catching feelings, because it's inconsistent to me. It's part of that mixed signals bullshit. Now, if you're telling me that you want me to focus on you, but can't promise me anything, including your own change for yourself, your own progression, that you won't continue the toxic cycles from your past, then why am I going to stay there logically? What benefit is it for me? One of my biggest lessons I've learned is that I can't fix anybody. I have to learn in this progression of life how to even fix myself. And being gentle with myself, finding my ways of therapy without actually going to therapy, though that has been an idea for me. But finding my own ways of therapy, my own therapeutic release, whether it be boxing, taking up jiu-jitsu, this podcast, writing, taking road trips to see new things and have new experiences. Whatever it may be, I rely heavy on that therapy. Because I know that I'm still healing myself. But I'm still willing to continue to be on that path to keep healing and be consistent with what I'm telling you. If I told you that my focus is only you and you don't push me away, then guess what? We're on the same page together. We're still going to keep building. Now, if you're fucking with my mind and calling me pet names when this is just supposed to be a fucking only situation, sex, no strings attached, then it has to stay that way. So, yeah, mixed signals is a big one. That's a very big one. I just love directness. I don't know if it's the Aries in me or whatever, but I need directness. Whether it's with your actions, your feelings, your thoughts, you have to be direct with me. You can't play mind reader with me, and I've learned that with my longest relationship with my baby daddy / ex-husband. I learned that. I have to be vocal and let you know that something made me uncomfortable, that something is bothering me, that I'm feeling in a certain type of way. And I also learned how to be respectful of whenever my partner isn't in their best either. Because you're not going to have 100% days all the time. We're only human. I get that. I do. And it's just being gentle with your partner and letting them process, but consistent with just them. Gotta be consistent. So I think that a lot of what I come across is a lack of consistency and mixed signals, and that is all a turnoff to me. So yeah, that's my rant on why I think I'm still single. I think though that there shouldn't be an issue with people that choose to be single still. There is nothing wrong with you if you don't choose to embark on a relationship. That doesn't have to be your end goal. And if it is your end goal personally, I respect whatever anybody's goals are. That's what you want to aim for. If your life ambition is matrimony, locking it down as a wifey, then good for you. Good for you, but don't shit on other people that aren't there or that don't want to be there. That's my biggest thing. So yeah, naturally, I think a lot of us yearn for companionship. We are social beings. Yet, I'm not the most social. I'm such a paradox. I'm not the most social. But I couldn't say that I'd like to go without some type of human that I care about in my life. I don't think I could do that castaway shit talking to a volleyball. I have to have somebody in my life that I care about. Whether it's my kids, my mom, my dad, people that I care about, my circle, my siblings, people that I trust. I don't like to go the journey alone entirely. I have my support system. And I'm blessed for that. I really am blessed for that. It has made transitions in my life whole lot smoother, having this support system. No, it doesn't make up or fill any void per se for being single. Doesn't fill relationship void. But at the same time, I learned to realize I didn't need a relationship to define me. I could be vibing just on my own perfectly fine. If you're gonna come and mess up my peace, my vibe, my visions, my manifestations for myself, and if you're mocking those terms, manifestation and peace, and think that is just some hippie shit or whatever kind of stuff you may have against that, and you think it's crazy talk, then that's already a sign that that's not gonna be something that we can vibe on together. It isn't, because that's something that I can't compromise. Now, I think that when we keep digging deeper into things, I know that I'm a work in progress, and what I'm looking for is also somebody who acknowledges the same thing, because in essence, that's what we all are, our works in progress. But I want to find somebody that's willing to elevate themselves with me. I want to build. I want to grow with them. And I want to do all those things. But I'm not going to force it either. I don't force shit in my life. I don't. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not with it. And I never have needed a relationship to define me as a woman, as an individual. I think that a relationship should complement you, not define you. If you have that partner that gives you that boost and has the purest intentions, greatest intentions for you, cherish the fuck out of your partner, because it's tough out here. It is really tough out here. I didn't want to be out here, but I just fell in love with the wrong person, the person that wasn't for me. But as I'm going to dive deeper into these episodes in the season, each person in my life that I fucked with, that I dated, that I loved, was an experience. And from those experiences, from those people, I've learned little things in life, here and there. I felt like I learned my most lessons through the pain, especially with my ex, but I also learned other things. I learned positive things. I learned how to build an LLC from a person that I used to be a friends of benefits with. I would take little ideas like, hey, why don't you build a recording shed, from somebody I used to date. So I take these ideas, I take these experiences. Somebody else has this notion about, how's my future looking? What's retirement like for me? Are my kids going to be taken care of? So now I'm thinking about that. Everybody has played a role into my life in some shape, way, or form. And that's why I can't regret any of it. I can't. But yeah, that is pretty much why I am still single. So thank you for tuning into my rant. Thank you for being a listener of Hush. I'm working on some new ventures with Hush. So just continue vibing with me and we'll get to that next step together. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for another special edition of Hush. You can find us on thehushpodcast.com, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Podbean, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Dragons Radio, any Alexa-enabled devices, and all other major platforms. Also, make sure to visit me on Instagram and Twitter at HushPodcast69.